Welcome to another new episode of the Decluttering Me podcast with myself, Shalina. I'm back after a two-week hiatus. I was in London helping my clients there. So I had clients from the UAE in London, and I also got new clients in London as well that I helped out. And if you follow me on Twitter, you'll know that I complain about Hester Street and, you know, the roads in the UAE. And I will not complain about them as much as I used to, because I've been on the North and South Circular as well as the M25. And I can confirm it's worse driving on those roads than it is here. So I'm sorry if I've complained too much. And also, carrying organizing boxes on the tube is not fun. I really missed my car that day. It was an eye-opener. Dealing with delivery of items is slower in the UK, and I'm so used to having it same day delivery or next day delivery here. And there's a lack of stock in the UK. It's just more difficult, and I didn't think it would be that hard. I'm from London, like from Kent as well. So yeah, it was an eye-opener, but it was fun. It was interesting. Of course, I helped my clients, so that was lovely. And clients have the same issues wherever they are in the world. So it doesn't matter whether you're in the UAE, in the UK, USA, wherever, you all have the same issues. So it was fun. And plus, I got to see my family, so that was great. So one of the areas that I dealt with while I was in London was the linen. There's much less storage space in London homes generally, so trying to fit the linen into a space is a problem. It's also a problem here, even with bigger villas. I mean, I've dealt with linen cupboards. I've dealt with putting linen in wardrobes and under the bed and stuff like that. So I thought, let's have a discussion about your linen. Call the episode Linen Cupboard. So if you have a linen cupboard, this is great, but it's also for you generally. If you have bedding, which I hope you do, and towels, which I definitely hope you do. So we're going to talk about them and about blankets as well. So this is the new episode. So let's start. So first, let's start with the decluttering. So you can either do the mini declutter, which, you know, if you've been listening for all this time, you know what the mini declutter is. It's spending 15, 20 minutes a day or every other day going through items, so towels in one section, and seeing what's going to be decluttered. And then once you've decluttered everything, then you can organize it. A mini declutter is a great way to deal with it without getting overwhelmed. But if you have time, get all the towels out and review all the towels. So see which ones are in a bag. Bad state, miss dodgy colors, covered in hair dye, look scrappy and just skanky and torn. And then do the same for the bed linen. So don't do towels and bed linen at the same time. Do towels at one time and then linen on another time. So review it, make sure that whichever method you use, that you make sure that you have the right amount of towels, good towels. And you might need one or two tattered towels, but you don't need 10. Like, people have them for the pets and, you know, for you wiping the floor if you get a flooded floor and stuff. But you don't need like 10 tattered towels, just two. And for the bed sheets, you know, go through the bed sheets. And if you still have crib sheets from when the kids were babies and now they're going to university, it's definitely time to declutter them out of your house. Also, when reviewing the linen, remove the mismatched bed sheets. So if you have fitted or flat sheets in a base color like white or blue, keep them because you can use them again. But if there's like yellow pillowcase and you don't have yellow in anything else and it doesn't coordinate with any other kind of sheets, remove them out of your life. So get rid of all the mismatched stuff. Blankets are also something that are kept for a long time. Check if they've been eaten by moths. If yes, time to put them in the recycle bin unless you can fix them. If you have multiple blankets from when the kids were babies, you most probably don't need all of them. You just need like one or two. There's the one that they came in when they were coming out of hospital, and then there was a one in the crib, there was a one that was in something else, and then there was one when they were 1 year old, and then another one when they were two, which they walked around with. You have a lot of them. I know, I've dealt with it a lot. So don't, like, you don't need, just keep one special one or two special ones and then get rid of the rest. Give them away for donation so some other kid can have them and appreciate them. As soon as you've decluttered, take the items out of your house and send them for donation to vets, to animal charities, or to a charity bin. If they're in a horrible state, give them to recycling, but get rid of the decluttered items as quickly as possible. Once you've decluttered, it's time to then organize. So if you have space in your bathroom shelves to store your towels for that bathroom, put them in there because it's an easy way to then access the towels. And you want to make sure you can find everything in 5 seconds moving forward. And you want to make it as easy as possible as for yourself. So I know a lot of people now put shelves into the bathrooms and just to put the towels, you know, because it looks good on the gram and stuff. If you have that, put the towels there. Otherwise, you can put them in a linen cupboard, in a drawer in your bedroom or a closet, or in the drawer under your bed. Find a place where it's easy to locate the towels, as they are used frequently. Now, there are many ways to store your bed linen and linen in general. If you have a linen cupboard, designate a shelf for each bedroom and bathroom if possible. So for your master bedroom, you will have all of the linen and towels on one shelf. The next bedroom will be on another shelf. Guest towels and sheets on the highest shelf, as it's not used so often. Also, if possible, color code each room and bathroom so that it's easy to store, wash, and use the items. One house I recently worked with in London, we had white for the master bedroom and cream for the bedrooms 2 and 5, and then 3 and 4 had gray. The bathroom sets were the same colors as well to make it even easier to remember. So the maid knew that if 3 and 4 were gray linen, they also had gray towels. Master bedroom was always white, and it just made life much more easier. And it was easy then to sort out what linen was available for each cupboard and then store them away properly. And then for sorting out the sets, like, I like putting towels and the bed linen into sets so it's easy to access when you need it. So for the towels, what I do, I fold them into the sets together. So I have a face towel, a hand towel, and a bath sheet. Now the face towel and the hand towel are folded flat into the bath sheet, and then I fold the bath sheet into thirds, like you see in the pictures on Instagram and on Pinterest and stuff. And then they, you know, pile up in the shelf. And then the bath mats are kept underneath each set, so it's easy access as well. If you can put the bath mat into the sheets as well, then you can do that. But for my bath mats, the way they're folded, it's just difficult. I didn't talk about bath mats, about decluttering, but the same thing as the bath towels. If the bath mats look, scraggly, scrappy, get rid of them. If they look a funny color, do you really want to step on bath mats with funny stains on them? They're just, no, don't. Anyway, bath towels, put them into sets so it's easy to access. And then in the same way I store the towels within each other, I also store the bed sheets sets into one pillowcase. So you put your fitted or flat sheet, your duvet cover, your pillowcases, all into one pillowcase in a flat manner. And then you can stack the pillowcases on top of each other. So it's just easy to then find the full sets of your linen instead of having to look for the pillowcases in one place and the flat sheet in another place and the duvet in another place. It takes longer than 5 seconds to get each thing and to get the right amount of pillowcases. Whereas if it's all in one bunch together, it just makes life easier. And you don't have to just put it into one pillowcase. It's easier to put it into one pillowcase because then it's all there and it won't come out. But also you can fold it into the duvet cover, fold the duvet cover and then put the others inside of it. So whatever is easy for you, but make it so that you can get access to your stuff, or your maids can get access to the linen as quickly as possible and start doing what they need to do with the linen. I have a video as well about how to fold your linen, your bed sheets, which I'll share on the show notes as well. So that will help you, especially if you wanted to know how to fold your fitted sheet. Next, let's talk about how much you should have. It depends on how often you change your linen. So if you change your towels once a week, get 2 to 3 sets. If twice a week, 4 to 5 sets. For your bed linen, if you change it once a week, I would say have 3 sets. So one is washing, one is on the bed, and one is extra in case of emergency. Maybe you could have a 4th one just in case, but that's enough. You don't have to have 10 bed sets. And I've seen towels, so many towels, and I'm like, why do you have so many towels? Like, how many do you go through do you go through one a day? That just seems a bit excessive. So think about how many you have and how much you go through, and then double that or do it times 3. So if you change twice a week, then you'd have 4 to 5 sets. So it's double it. I often see linen cupboards with lots of baskets. Yes, they are useful, but they do take up a lot of space and they cost money. Baskets especially cost more money than the plastic boxes. So if you have limited space and a lot of linen, then bypass the baskets and just fold the items as I've discussed before. If you do use the baskets for the items, label the baskets so you can find the items in less than 5 seconds moving forward. For blankets, store them in your bedroom so they're easy to access when you need them, especially when it's cold. I usually store them on the top shelf of the wardrobe or in the drawers under the bed. To protect your blankets, put cedar blocks into the drawers or into the blankets. Better still, put them in vacuum bags with one cedar block inside so you can protect them from the moths. Don't use all of the linen all the time. Put them in vacuum bags. So when I deal with people who have second and third houses and they're not always in the house, the linen is then put into vacuum bags and closed up. up so that it's safe, protected, and protected against the moths and bugs and just discoloring and stuff. I also put scented wax tablets in my linen cupboards to keep them smelling nice. I get my tablets from an Italian place that's in Florence, but they also have a shop in London and they last for a very long time. You can also use those lavender sachets you can get from stores. They have them pack these packs now in like the Japanese $1 shops and in IKEA and stuff like that. So you have them in there and it makes your cupboards and your linen smell nice. You can also put dryer sheets into these cupboards and into these drawers so they smell like their laundry fresh as well. So that's a good thing to do. But I don't have a dryer, so I'm not going to buy dryer sheets just for the sake of that. But if you do have a dryer and you have dryer sheets, you can use one or two and put them in there. The main thing is like, don't spend excessive amounts on things you're only going to use once or twice in your life. If you have room in your linen closet, also store other things like your beach towel, your tablecloths and napkins, bathroom products like toilet rolls and toiletry overstock. But that's if you have space. If you don't, use somewhere else. The key thing is to make it easy for you to find your stuff in less than 5 seconds moving forward. So I hope these tips have helped you with dealing with your towels, your linen, your blankets, and anything else. You can use the same logic and the same tips for other areas in your house. So it's not just you must focus on these tips just for those items. You can use the same logic anywhere, especially when it comes to the mini decluttering. So I hope you found it useful. If you do need help with organizing your linen or anything else, whether in person or virtually, get in touch with me via the contact form at www.decluttreme.com. So that's declutterme.com. Also, I'd love it if you followed me on social media. So I am on all of them, including TikTok at DECLUTTREME. And finally, I have a huge, huge favor to ask you. If you love listening to the show, I would so appreciate it if you could just press the stars, add a small comment, and it would just mean so much to me, and it will help me to get up on the ranking as well on all these players. So please, if you do listen, just press a few stars. That would be amazing. Thank you so much for listening, for giving your comments, and I am always appreciative of it. So thank you so much, and tune in next week for the next episode. Take care. Bye.